Tango Mobile.
Hello, Rusty. This is your old TR Mobile.
Hey, Tom. I meant to call you yesterday. When I got back, emptied out my rain gauges. I had two. Both of them had 4 3/4 inches of rain in the gauges.
Yeah, it's pretty close to what we got over here, too. Let me turn this radio down in the background. That's great, Rusty. We needed it. It was really, really getting bad. And now it's supposedly starting tomorrow when it gets more rain.
Yep. You know, it's summertime in the south. What can you say? Also, somebody mowed my car, and it wasn't the guy that I normally pay to do it, because he couldn't get in the yard since everything was locked up. But obviously one of my neighbors, either my neighbor that lives right next to me, Bill, or his sister or brother-in-law, one of them did it for me, because I come home and my grass is all mowed. And I called the guy that does my work, and I thank him for it, and he says, oh, it wasn't me. So, hey, you know, I don't know who did it.
Somebody to take care of that for you. I was going to answer Bernice here. No, not right now, not this late in the day. She was thinking about stopping and getting some peaches for her nephew to send up to Boston, but I'd rather do that early in the morning when you get the fresh picked peaches, because they got to travel a long way, so we're backing out and headed towards home.
I got to go down here at Office Depot and look for a couple of things, and then grab a quick bite of lunch and then head back to the house. And I think I may go to this Mexican restaurant over here near where I'm going and get me some tacos.
Well, we just left the doctor's office. Bernice wasn't feeling well, and we're heading for home. They gave her an antibiotic, and we'll have to wait and see what that does. But she's not drastically sick, but she just don't feel good. And, I got one tomorrow, and pills and bills.
Came to my doctor's office yesterday morning, got an appointment in. I come home, my right wrist was hurting pretty bad, and I don't know. I mean, left wrist was, and I have no clue, had no clue what it was. So got an appointment, got in there yesterday, and turns out the arthritis I've got elsewhere has now gotten down into this wrist, so that was making it sore and everything else. So they had me go get a wrist brace that would I can wear during the daytime for the next couple, 2 or 3 weeks, because it's got inflamed, and I'm taking something for it, and, you know, that's the type of thing it is. And then, of course, next week I got to go. I've got a heart thing or something next week, so that was been scheduled, and that'll be on for next Tuesday. So, you know, it's that time of year, you know.
Roger. Pills and bills. Oh, we'll probably have to go down and pick that prescription up for nausea at Walmart after a while, or maybe even do it tomorrow. I don't know. She's got some. And then we can stop there and get some peaches, but I think it's going to be too hot today. I got 86 already. I watered the chickens this morning before we left, but I'm not going to get out there and do anything in the yard at 86 degrees.
Back this afternoon, I got some bunch of work doing on the computer, get caught up, but I also need to go out there. I've got a limb that came down while I was gone, so I got to go out there and get it up out of the yard and just throw it over in the pile where limbs all go. So anyway, and I'm not, yeah, it's showing 86 here right now, and I'm not going to get out there and do a whole lot of work. Like I said, I just want to get that limb out of the way before it starts raining and all, because I don't want to do it tomorrow in the rain. And I'm here. I've arrived at the office depot, and I'm going to go inside and see if they got a couple of items that I need, and then I'll go get my lunch. And anyway, I'll only mark two of these places curbside pickup, so I got to back up and move over one more place to get parked. But anyway, good to talk to you. You and Bernice, take it easy. And I'm kind of glad I didn't go to my barbershop convention, because I found out a number of folks coming back from it have all come down with COVID, so it seems to have been spread by somebody up there. So anyway, big group of, when you get that many, when you get several thousands, with thousands and thousands of people in Charlotte, to add to what's normally there, it does that. All right, talk to you later, Tom. N0TRW2T.
Roger. Large groups is good to avoid. Our kids went to a concert the other day, 80s and 90s concert, and when one of their visitors got home, she had it up in Kansas, and so I checked Bernice for that. It was negative, and the doctor did too. So we're glad that we hadn't been around them since they'd been to that concert or anything, but I'll bet you that's where they got it. Take care, Rusty, and good to hear you home. W2T and 0TR73.